another episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast with Rachel Thiday and Katie Matten. Oh, actually, welcome to any new listeners, because we are currently being featured on Apple because it was Mother's Day on Sunday.
Oh, Mother's Day.
So they've
Day.
Got
Isn't
like
it lovely?
A pick for the mums.
That's good.
Yeah.
So we're in there. That's really nice. Well, hopefully we've got some new mum listeners, and thanks for joining us. This is definitely not a podcast for
learning.
I mean, yeah, you might learn. There's been really, really good information provided from different glimpses. People would learn not to use sausages in smoothies.
Yes, that's an important one.
People would learn from you that a stapler can fix anything.
Anything.
It's a great hemming.
That come down
See?
From school uniforms.
Yeah, people
stapler.
Are learning. People are learning from yeah. us, Katie.
It's not necessarily what a child psychologist would often recommend, but we're just normal yeah. mums doing normal things and dealing with it in the way that we see fit at that time. But human beings aren't perfect, and sometimes we mess up, and that's what this podcast is about.
Yeah, I think this is a great reflective piece. And when I say piece, this content never runs out.
No.
Because your kids just provide something every goddamn day.
We've been doing this podcast for years, and I remember when we started thinking, oh, at some point we'll run out of things to talk about.
These kids, they just keep delivering the goods.
Never. We're never going to run out.
When we say the kids, we're meaning ourselves, because we are the parents. We're just trying to help them through this big journey of life.
Yeah.
That was really deep, wasn't it?
We need help navigating through this journey of life.
Am I a bad mum for showing my absolute true shining colours?
Is this something to do with sport and yeah. how competitive you are?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it really shone through. There's a few things to this. So as we know, we've been going through a few big weeks of cross country. And it makes me excited. My girls don't train. I have offered up a few laps of the oval to help them train, but apparently told it's not necessary.
Because how old are they again?
Six and eight. Hey, there's never a wrong time to start learning and training.
Okay.
We need to get the breath working. Like you have, there's a technique to your breath. There's a technique to the running gait. There's all of this stuff. I have an update. Gracie did run her cross country.
Oh, okay. So last week we talked on the podcast about how you were at the school ready watching all the year threes.
Yeah.
They ran past and ran past and ran past. Gracie wasn't there. You were annoyed because you thought she just decided not to run.
Yeah.
So you left.
Yeah, absolutely. There's not a lot of times, Katie, I have to put my hand on my heart and say that I read the newsletter. I am not a newsletter reader. But I did ask for the snippet from another mum of this screenshot of the newsletter of the running races so that I knew what time she started.
Okay. Yeah.
I still read it wrong. So after I left podcast, I picked her up. My first thing was, hey, babe, how's your day been? She goes, good. She goes, I got six. And I was like, huh? I said, you did not run the race. I stood there and watched it. Don't tell me fibs. I stood there and watched it. And I said, you did not run the race. I said, I saw Evie run past. I saw Amelia run past. I saw all of your mates run past and not you. She goes, Mum, I ran the race. I came six. I said, Why? She goes, Mom, there's a 2012. So there's a year three girls race for 2012 born year threeers. And then there's a year three girls race for the girls that were born in 2013.
Yeah.
So I was watching the 2012.
So you missed her.
But the girls that I saw in the 2012 race, some of them were in the wrong age group, because there's a couple that are the same as Gracie being the 2013 babies. A couple of them were in there. So she ran in the right race, but I thought she didn't run at all. But she actually came six.
Wow.
So my true colours had to just sort of dull right down in that moment and go, I'm really sorry. I stood there and I cheered all of your friends on, and I assumed that you just didn't want to run the race.
So I left. Filthy with you. So I just left. I didn't check to see if you'd fallen over or if you were hurt or if there was a reason for you not to
do it. And so we're chatting all the way home. We're walking across the oval. Elsie was there. And Elsie goes, oh, wow, Congratulations, Gracie. Congrats. So then when we got home, we continued on the conversation. I'm getting them some afternoon tea. And I said to her, how do you feel? I said, 6 is really awesome. Like 6 is well done, babe. That's so good. I said, all you've got to do is like come 5th next year and you'll go to districts for your age. And she was like, huh? And I went, oh, no, just like, you know, if you want to go and represent your school, you just have to get 5th or less. I said, so let's next year do some training and you aim for 5th and you get to represent the school. She was like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm not really sure that I want to do that. I went, okay. At this stage, Elsie's sitting on her side and Elsie turns around in the most somewhat comforting but almost patronizing way and pats Gracie on the arm and goes, Grace, I have to say, I am so proud of you. Such a great race. Well done. And then Gracie's off doing her own thing. I think she went up to her room or whatever. And I was sitting next to Elsie and Elsie turns to me and puts her hand on my knee. And she looks at me and she goes, Mum, I'm not getting 6. And so the day after was her cross country. So she says to me, I'm not getting 6 tomorrow. She goes, I'm not even getting 3rd or 2nd. She said, I'm going out there to get 1st and that's it. And I looked at her and was like a small piece of me was like proud.
Yeah.
But like laughing. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, if that's where you want to get tomorrow, if that's where you want to finish, I said, you go out there and you run your race. You run it hard. Go for it. She goes, I don't want 6. I'm just coming 1st. So then when Sam got home later on that day, I sort of said to him, I just briefed him and said, for the sake of God, tomorrow, we better hope she gets 1st. And he goes, why? And I explained it all. And he was like, oh, shit. I was like, if she doesn't get 1st, we are going to be putting out fires. Like we're going to be having to pick her up in shattered pieces because she has set it out. And then she goes up to her room. This is after our conversation. She gets out her running shoes. So not her school shoes, her running shoes. She puts in her socks into her running shoes. She gets her uniform out. She gets her, you know, her house colors shirt out. She gets a scrunchie. What colored scrunch? Like this kid has never prepared for anything in her whole life. Like never. She's the kid that doesn't make the bed. She's the kid that doesn't want to tidy her room. She's the kid that doesn't want to be organized. But she had a race to win tomorrow.
She got it all out the day before. Good on her.
I know. I was really proud.
When she said to you, I'm not getting 6, I'm going to be 1st, was there any part of you that went, oh, that's me? That's me. She's got that from me. She's competitive because of me. It's gold or nothing. There's no bronze medals in the Thaiday house.
She just so beautifully said it. There wasn't one bit of like arrogance or I'm too good. It was just like I am making a statement. This is how it's going to be and this is what I'm going to do.
Determination.
She is determined. I love it.
That's what Olympians are made of.
I know. I hope one day we're still talking on this podcast and I can tell you she's at the Olympics or something. God knows for what sport it's going to be.
Well, that is the mentality that you need for the Olympics. Mm.
So off we go to cross country the next morning. She is pumped. She's excited. She's got up. She's had eggs on toast. She was so organized. This kid was like having a different kid. I was like, who are you? She comes up to me. She said, I've had water. I'm hydrated. She said, I had eggs on toast. I'm ready like this. And I'm going, we didn't go through much of it at home, but I got caught out at school by one of the teachers when I was sending her into class and I was giving her a brain break and giving her a water bottle. I said, what are you going to remember when you race? Shit.
Like a coach on the sideline.
She goes, stay in the lane. Run as fast as I can. And I said, what's the last bit? What is a bit that I always say? And she goes, don't look back. And I said, just run. And then the teacher looked up and she goes, just having a pep talk before the run. I was like, oh, shit. Fully got caught out. She goes, competitive much? I was like, oh, look, yeah, just trying to give her some pointers. Like,
you need to beat those 6-year-olds. You leave them in your dust. If one of your friends falls over, don't stop.
Don't look back. You'll help her once you've gone over the line. You can go back and pick her up. So the thing is, she finished 1st.
Well done.
She got the blue ribbon. It actually says on there 1st. She was pumped. She actually looked like she was jogging over the line. She just did it with ease. And she was pumped, but she was so humble about it. And everyone was so excited for her. That was the beautiful part, was everyone was so excited for each other for just finishing. And that's part, like it makes me all teary. But she got so happy. She was very humble. She gave everyone a hug as they came over the line. I was like through the roof excited for her. And she leans into me and she goes, Mum, She goes, I told you, it was only coming first. She said, how good's this ribbon? And I went, oh.
And what did she say to Gracie?
She could not wait to tell Gracie.
Yeah, I bet. What did she come again sick? Oh, interesting.
Don't worry. I carried the family.